From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Crawford, Texas today, President Bush introduced Air Force General Richard Myers as his nominee for chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The president called Myers the right man to help America's armed forces meet the threats of the future. More about General Myers in a moment. First, to some of the other topics the president raised today, including taxes, stem cell research, the Middle East, and how to pay for missile defense. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The theme of this morning's event in Crawford was defense. President Bush stood on the stage at the local community center, flanked by General Myers and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. When the floor was open to questions, Mr. Bush was asked how he would pay for a proposed military overhaul, including the creation of a missile defense system, at a time when the budget is so tight.
I readily concede if Congress goes off on a spending spree in other areas, it's going to create a competition for defense dollars. And my point is going to be to the members of the United States Congress and their constituents that national defense ought to be a funding priority, and I expect it to be.
But competition for federal dollars is already more intense than anyone had expected. This week, the administration announced that the overall budget surplus is roughly equivalent to the surplus in the Social Security Trust Fund. Another $123 billion in projected surplus will not be realized because of the economic slowdown and because of the tax cut passed this year. The president today said the lack of a bigger surplus is actually good. He says it puts Congress in kind of a fiscal straitjacket.
My message to the Congress is, I'm proud of your vote for tax relief. It was the right thing to do because it responded to economic circumstances that our nation now faces. But don't go hog wild.
And don't, the president said, overspend. He said he welcomes an ongoing debate over the wisdom of the tax cut, suggesting that his opponents on the issue will have political trouble if they suggest raising taxes. Reporters today also asked about embryonic stem cell research. Earlier this month, the president approved federal funding for limited research, using only stem cell lines already in existence. He does not approve destroying any new embryos for research purposes. But there have been questions about how many stem cell lines do exist, and if there are enough for meaningful research. The Washington Post reported today that some of the existing lines have been combined with cells from mice, which could make it impossible to ever use them to treat humans. Today, the president said he is confident the existing stem cell lines are sufficient.
And so I haven't changed my opinion in the least. As a matter of fact, I read some comments today where the NIH scientists again confirmed that we've got enough existing stem cell lines to do the research necessary to determine whether or not the promise of embryonic stem cells will be met.
Mr. Bush was also asked about the Middle East, where violence continues to escalate. He again urged both sides to do more to stop the cycle of violence, saying the Israelis must use restraint, but that terrorist acts by Palestinians also have to stop.
The Israelis will not negotiate under terrorist threat. Simple as that. And if the Palestinians are interested in a dialogue, then I strongly urge Mr. Arafat to put 100% effort into solving the terrorist activity.
Mr. Bush said the Mitchell plan provides a path for the two sides to begin peace negotiations, but that nothing can move forward unless there is some cessation of the current level of violence. The president today also renewed his call for a civil tone in Washington, saying he hopes there will be less partisan rancor in the Capitol when he returns in the middle of next week. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.